Later today, the Minnesota State Historic Preservation Office is expected to rule on whether the Guthrie Theater in Minneapolis is an historic building. The Guthrie is one of the most famous theaters in the country, yet it seems increasingly likely that the stage that's held some of the greatest actors of the 20th century will be torn down. Minnesota Public Radio's Marianne Combs reports.
In 1963, Sir Tyrone Guthrie realized his dream of creating an American regional theater when the house that bears his name opened in Minneapolis. Guthrie believed great performances should not be limited to the stages of New York City.
Just as a community needs a public library where great books are available, or an art museum where you can see great pictures, or a symphony orchestra where you can hear great music, so you need a theater where great plays can be brought to life.
Guthrie directed such classics as Shakespeare's Hamlet and Chekhov's Uncle Vanya. Hume Cronyn and Jessica Tandy were members of the company in its opening season. Other Guthrie actors include James Earl Jones, Morgan Freeman, Kelsey Grammer, David Hyde Pierce, Stephanie Zimbalist, Christopher Plummer, Leonard Nimoy, and many more.
Dear Martha, I did not pick snapdragons in the stony dark. I did not go stumbling around Daddy's greenhouse in the pitch.
Yes, you did. You would.
Last year, actors Patrick Stewart and Mercedes Rule came to Minnesota to perform in Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? Stewart spoke with reverence of the opportunity to perform on the Guthrie's legendary Thrust stage with an audience on three sides.
I remember when this theater opened, I was working in provincial theater in England, and Tyrone Guthrie was, of course, a man of terrific significance in the British theatre. And the opening of this space was something which received a lot of publicity in England. And I remember then thinking what an exciting-sounding project it was. Never at that stage imagining I would ever work anywhere in America, let alone here.
The Guthrie Theatre was built on land leased from another Minneapolis institution, the Walker Art Center. Now both the Walker and the Guthrie want to expand. The Walker wants to put a 4-acre sculpture garden where the Guthrie Theatre now stands. The Guthrie plans to move to a new location and build a theatre complex with three stages, including one that replicates the Thrust stage.
McDonald's, Burger King's, and Wendy's are meant to be replicated. Great works of art or great works of architecture aren't.
Musician Paul Metza is the director of SaveTheGuthrie.org. He's leading the campaign to save the old Guthrie and reuse it for theater, dance, and music productions, as well as arts education. He says after having seen so many famous musicians perform there, and after having performed on the stage himself, he believes the Guthrie is not only a stage with great theatrical history, but also the Midwestern equivalent of Carnegie Hall.
When you stand on that stage, you literally feel like you're standing in the hand of God. I have to say it's just an overwhelming acoustical experience. Coupled with the Thrust stage, and you have an audience on three sides, you have a very unique and intimate setting.
The Guthrie was designed to be unique. Sitting in a wheelchair before his fireplace, architect Ralph Rapson remembers when he was first asked to design a theater for Sir Tyrone Guthrie. Rapson wanted to make the building an extension of the theatrical experience.
I said, your plays, your directions, your productions are, if anything, unusual. You stage them in unusual ways. I think the house ought to reflect that excitement, that dynamic quality.
Rapson designed an asymmetrical theater. Stage, seating, and facade all broke with traditional line and form. Unfortunately, the Guthrie wasn't able to raise all of the money it needed to fully realize Rapson's plan, and it suffered from corner cutting. A steel facade was replaced with plywood and mortar, and the majority of backstage and rehearsal space was eliminated. The theater has been remodeled a number of times since it was built. Still, Rapson believes that his building should be recognized as part of architectural history.
I think it's a dreadful, dreadful mistake of tearing down one of the classic structures, both in design and function in this country. A building that means so much to millions of people. I think it's just criminal.
It's sad, but it's not criminal, says Joe Dowling, Guthrie Artistic Director of 7 years. Dowling says the Guthrie Company has remained true to its mission of performing great classics over the past 4 decades, and the old theater served it well, but it's time to move on.
Anyone who's been associated with the Guthrie, whether for a short time like me or for a long time like many of our staff, are saddened to think that it won't be there. The stage itself, the auditorium, is a beautiful space. There's no question that it has many, many memories for a lot of people. But the reality is that in order to continue to grow, to continue to expand, we needed a new facility, and the unfortunate consequence of that may be that the theatre will be lost.
At this point, it seems likely the old theatre will be torn down. The Walker Arts Centre says it can't afford to operate a theatre in addition to its own museum, and the Guthrie is committed to building its new complex. One of those who pushed hardest for the new Guthrie is the same man who helped bring Sir Tyrone Guthrie to Minnesota in the first place. Back then, John Coles was a media executive. Now he's a philanthropist. Coles is not at all sentimental about the old theater.
We didn't have the original budget to really build a monument for the ages, but we never thought we were building or attempted to build a monument for the ages, or even a great piece of architecture or a great theater that would stand for 100 years. We were trying to get the show on the boards in Minneapolis.
But the Guthrie may be leaving one underfunded theater to build another. It needs $35 million from the Minnesota government to build the new Guthrie complex, money Governor Jesse Ventura says he can't spare. The State Historic Preservation Association plans to make a determination on the historic value of the old Guthrie Theater this afternoon. SaveTheGuthrie.org has retained a lawyer and is contemplating a lawsuit. For NPR News, I'm Marianne Combs in St. Paul.